Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. How are you doing today, Mayor?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
I am doing fine. A fine start to the new year?
I think so.
Okay.
No one's told me differently so far.
Nothing catastrophic happened over the new year.
No. In
Fairfield, so.
Nope.
All right. So we got a city council meeting tomorrow night. It's the first one of the year.
Yes.
And that means just basically nothing's really going on, right?
Yeah, not a lot of exciting things going on. We have a pretty small agenda, probably one of our lightest agendas in a while, but that's because we had, the meeting a couple of days after Christmas, and it was a fairly busy docket, so to speak.
Okay. So are all the committees going to be reassigned, or the aldermen going to...
No, we won't do that until the municipal election in April.
And then,
I guess we won't change until May, which is when, if there's any change, will take place then. And so
aldermen are seated in
there. Yeah, if there's new aldermen, they'll be seated then, and then we'll reassign committees as needed.
All right. So do you look at who's assigned where and go, is that working out?
I do. I have had some conversations even recently with some of them, councilmen saying, I'd kind of be interested in that committee if that person's not, and someone say, I don't know, really know if I like this committee. So I try to match them up as best I can with their interests as well as as maybe, their background would tie into that, but you don't always get that.
It's always not a perfect fit.
Right.
Okay. And are you surprised at the number of people running?
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
It's nice to see that there's people interested in that, and we'll see what happens here in a few months.
Election day, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We will talk about the things going on in the city of Fairfield and tonight's city council meeting in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. And City Council meets tonight. The meeting time is 6, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I always go, it's 6 o'clock. And then somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm going, no, it's 7.
Because it used to be.
It used to be
Years
7.
Ago, it used to be 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
anyway, 6 o'clock is meeting time at City Hall. And last City Council meeting, bid out the demolition of old portions of that building.
Correct.
Right? So are you going to have to move your City Council meetings at some point or just for construction or destruction?
I'm hoping that the timing of everything will work out right or it shouldn't impact anything.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking about even having them start the initial demolition on a day that we're not at City Hall. So that would probably have to be a Saturday. We're kind of past all the holidays now,
right?
And we want to make sure that just even though we've been assured that those things have been taken into account, we want to make sure that there's not an issue, and so we are going to work with them to do it on a day that we're not open.
Yeah, you only got Martin Luther King, President's Day, Lincoln's birthday.
We don't take any of those days though.
You don't take any of those days.
Yeah, our next holiday that we're closed is Good Friday.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Working through.
Yep.
All right. The city council meets tonight, and what is on the agenda? What are we talking about tonight?
Well, like I said, not a whole lot, but the first item is, several weeks ago, we had opened up bids, or not, I should, let me say that. We had put out or advertised that we're accepting bids for some of our properties that we own. We have three different properties that we own, one at 510 West King, another one at 600 West College, and then we had two half lots, one at 206 and the other 208 Northwest 7th, that we put out there that we don't really have any need for them, but we still have to spend time and a little bit of money maintaining those by mowing them.
How does the city end up with properties?
Well, what has happened in the past is a dilapidated house. And then the city proceeds in that, and rather than just maybe tearing down that building and leaving that property with the owner, the city has ended up taking ownership of that property.
Okay.
So we've ended up with these lots. And some of them, not these, but some of the other lots throughout town have, you know, in the past maybe proven to be worthwhile, but these are sitting there empty.
Right.
Again, we have to mow them, so you're talking, you know, who knows, 15, 20 times, you know, during the mowing season.
Spring and summer.
Yeah, that you're having to maintain that, and it's not really any benefit to us. And so we sold another one close by in the 600 block of West Water not too long ago, and we opened these up. And so we're going to open bids at tonight's meeting and see what we have. We're hopeful that they'll all sell. I don't know that we have bids on all of them, but we'll see what happens.
And then hopefully you don't have to take care of them anymore.
Correct.
Okay. Is the weed patrol going on? Gonna start up here pretty soon with spring starting up?
Yeah, with springtime we'll probably get back on that. We have been in the off season, so to speak. Been looking at revamping some of the way that we deal with that.
Okay.
So we'll have a little bit different process in place.
And, okay. What about abandoned-ish vehicles?
Same thing. I mean, I think we'll still deal with those. One of the things that has been a problem that I've noticed in our ordinances is the fact that about every minimum is set at like $5.
Okay.
So if someone decides that they don't agree
with
the ticket, and which then causes us to go to court, which means enlisting the services of the city attorney and doing that, you know, technically a judge could give a minimum fine of $5, and we've expended far more than that in trying to...
It's not worth the cost.
...get compliance. It's not been. So one of the things that we're looking at is, okay, what if we just include a little bit higher minimum penalty fee, and then provide the ability for people to pay that directly at City Hall. So kind of like you would if you got a ticket. You know, you can, I know I was speeding. I'll just go ahead and pay it so I don't have to go to court. I'll pay it and move on.
Right.
Same thing. So if someone says, yep, you're right, I should have cut my weeds. I didn't. I shouldn't have that vehicle. I didn't. I'll come to City Hall, and here's my ordinance ticket, and I'll pay that fee and move on.
And where are those ordinance fees? Say I was assessed an ordinance fee. Where would I go to pay it now? Would I go to the courthouse or?
Well, right. City Hall? Yeah. So right now, everything goes through the court system.
Okay.
There's an automatic court date that's set anytime we issue a ordinance ticket.
Okay.
And so then the person either they have the opportunity to go to court and plead their case if they want. If they don't show up, then the judge may enter a default judgment.
Okay.
But either way, there's a court date set. So what we're going to offer is, okay, you can still have your day in court if you want, but if you want to say, I don't want to go to court, I just want to, I know I shouldn't have done it, and I want to pay it, here, I paid it, pay it City Hall, we move on. We don't have to, hopefully, spend as much time in the court system dealing with those day-to-day things.
All right. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We will be back in just a few moments talking about tonight's city council meeting here on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
We know you have absolutely no chance of winning the lotto and you buy the ticket anyway. You are 27 times more likely to be killed in a car wreck driving to the market 1 mile than to buy the winning ticket when you get there. That's how bad the statistical evidence is on it, which makes you mathematically challenged. The lotto ticket is a tax on people who can't do math. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, and tonight is the City Council meeting at 6 o'clock at City Hall. and everyone is welcome to attend.
Yes.
You ever think about serving cookies?
You know, I think we may have talked about this before.
Oh, yeah?
And
I'm big on cookies, so.
I like cookies. Maybe we should sometime. We might get more people to come.
More people to come.
Yeah.
All right. And then you'd have arguments over what type of cookie you're serving.
Probably.
Not
yeah, we
chocolate
might.
Chip, too many oatmeal.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight's city council meeting. Back to it. Ordinance allowing authorization to eliminate wildlife nuisance at the Fairfield Golf Course.
Yeah, those
golf course.
We're having geese. Problems with geese again.
Yeah,
I think that's been an ongoing thing over the last few years.
Right.
But in, you know, I was contacted by some people, and I actually went out there. I think it was right between Christmas and New Year's. I went out there and took a look, and yeah, there was probably about 80 to 100 geese.
Wow.
I would get spread out, you know, when I was there.
Right.
And I walked a couple of the greens and fairways, and they like to leave their feces everywhere, and they'll even eat, you know, the grass
right.
and
eat
tear
grass.
It up. And so I understand the concern, and so we were asked if there was something that we could look at with that. So I was informed that before we had allowed some
private
hunters.
Hunt.
Yeah. And, of course, my concern was, with my previous background, you know, being a police officer, I
right.
was aware that there was a ordinance that doesn't allow discharge of firearms within city limits, and especially doesn't allow hunting in city parks. And while it's a golf course, I don't know, it's under the direction of the park district. Could it be considered
right.
a park? Either way, we, you know, wanted to take a look at what's the proper way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that research, found out that actually in 2009, Mickey Bora had authorized about 12 individuals to hunt on a specific time frame,
right?
In accordance with the state's regulations on hunting geese,
right?
They had to have valid hunting license, and I think you have to have a federal stamp for if it's a Canadian
really?
Goose. I think
okay.
so, but anyway, so it had been done before, but my concern was: is it enough for the mayor to give authorization, or do we need something regarding the ordinance that's
right.
in place? And so met with the city attorney, and he said, yeah, I think we should probably, I think we can, the city council can give you the authority to authorize it under certain conditions. However, I think we would need to amend the ordinance, which would require city council approval. And so that's what we have on our agenda tonight, is an amendment to the ordinance regarding discharging firearms in city limits and hunting in the city park.
Okay. All right. So they're going to hunt geese again.
If the city council approves that, and then at that point, then there's basically a form that I have, and I have met with some people who were involved in the previous one
right.
to give me an idea who's going to be on that list, and
right.
I'll basically get all their names, and then I'll have to verify that, yes, they have a valid license to hunt.
Right.
They have the correct everything that they need.
Void card.
Yes. And then we'll make sure and say, okay, this is, the state sets forth the actual dates that it's allowed to hunt. So
right.
we would make sure that it's within the confines of those dates, which I think this season ends January 31st.
Okay.
So there's still plenty of time. So I would ask them to have it done by then, but that they notify us when for sure they're going to be there so that we can notify residents and local law enforcement, so there's not this big panic of, hey, there's people shooting out the golf course. So
I'm thinking money making opportunity here.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You get in touch with some people up in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And you say, you know what, we got a lovely place where you can hunt geese all you want. Low price of like $500 a person per day.
Yeah, although they can't hunt all they want. There's a limit of two.
Hunt your limit.
Yeah, they can hunt their limit.
Then, you know, you stay the night, you bring in tourists, you bring in a little money for the city.
That's not a bad idea.
Hey, look at
that's something to consider.
Always thinking. There's no opposition.
Those people who are listening right now who might have been on that list before are like, well, I don't want to pay $500.
But you call it good old boy hunting.
Oh, yeah?
And there you go. All right. next on the list, after getting rid of the geese.
Yes.
Not totally eliminating them. Do you have a number of geese you want to cut the flock down by? Or
well, like I said, with a limit of two, and if you had 10 to 15,
okay.
You know, so there's your 20 to 30.
Right.
But you would hope, and I think the hope is that that's enough for the rest to say, hey, we're out of here.
Right.
Yeah, but
geese
like,
are stupid. No.
Our concern was, you know, this was 2009, and I don't think this is the first year that I've had problems with that since then.
Right.
And there are other things that can be done for that, but my concern is every time that there's an issue, I mean, what if next year there's 200 of them?
Right.
And, you know, we wanted to be able to deal with this in the future without having to jump through all the hoops again, so to speak. And so that's when I talked to the city attorney and said, how can we find a mechanism that would allow this
trigger, so to speak,
yeah,
the goose
right, if it was next year or 2 years or 5 years, whatever it was,
okay,
and that you were not having to go back all this time to do that, so.
Okay. All right, we are talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We're talking about tonight's city council meeting, 6 o'clock at City Hall, and you're more than welcome to attend, and we'll be back in just a moment. Listen weekdays after the 7:50 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:50 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, and City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock. And by the way, I want to thank you for coming out. Every time there's a City Council meeting, you come out. Even after Christmas, you came out. So I want to thank you for that. Keep the citizens up to date on what's going on with the city.
Thank you for allowing me to do that. I think it's a great opportunity to let people know what's going on, because sometimes people just aren't able to attend, so at least this gives them a way to know what's going on.
Right. All right. Number three on the agenda for tonight, appointment of electric distribution lead man.
Yes.
Okay, what is that?
So that's our lead person. They supervise the department, and so Ed Garrett, who is a longtime employee of the city, I think 40 years. Yeah, 40 years.
Uh-huh.
He is retiring effective at the end of this month. I mean, he's not, his last physical day is already passed.
Okay.
But we want to get someone in there to take his place, and so we're going to be naming Tyler Lashbrook as our lead person.
All right.
So.
And Tyler's been with the city how long?
Let's see, about four, maybe a little over 4 years.
Oh, okay.
So, He's a fine young man who's got a good grasp of the system. He still has more to learn as anyone does. I mean, it's hard to take someone who has 40 years experience and make sure that's all transferred over to the next person. But Tyler does a good job. He's a hard worker, and he's always trying to learn more,
mm-hmm.
and wants to be very proactive in doing some things. And I think that's good for us.
Okay. That sounds good. And update on payment services network. Is this the card swiping?
Yeah.
And online pay?
Yeah. So we've had it we've effectively had it in place for 6 months. We had hoped initially to start it at the beginning of June last year, but we didn't officially start taking payments till July.
Okay.
So December was our 6th month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to provide an update not only to the council members but to the public, because we probably have not done as good a job as we could have in marketing it and letting people know that we have that available, but we have seen a very steady increase from the beginning. In the first month in July, we had 44 transactions. That's all we had.
Okay.
Last month we had 300.
Wow.
So that's nice. We've seen a steady progress. Consistently, each and every month, there's continued to be more and more users. But we still have far more than 300 people that have utility services with the city of Fairfield. There's probably an equal number, if not maybe a little bit more, that of people who already do like an ACH through their bank.
Right.
And so we would like to see both of those expand. We believe it's a convenience for our customers, and it helps us as well.
Right.
It can cut down some of the wait time in the lobby during this time of year.
Business
between
hours.
The 1st through the 10th. So because people can, pay that through an app on their phone by sitting down at, a computer and doing that.
Right.
They can call in and do that. And then, and what's nice is once they set up an account, they can actually set it up to be reoccurring. So they don't have to mess with it, and they'll get a notification about what it's going to be before it comes out. But it happens. And I think a lot of people are used to that with a lot of bills that they have, whether it be a phone bill or cable bill or, whatever it is. People kind of used to that. I think it's a nice convenience. And just as a reminder to people that when you use a credit or debit card with us to pay your utility bill, you don't pay any fees. The city absorbs those fees.
And if you're on level pay, you know what it's going to be.
Exactly.
Every month except for one.
Right. Right. And even if you get, that last one. Every month, though, you're still going to get a bill from us.
Right.
So you know what it is. But you can have it set up however you want to do that. And I just want to encourage, if people to do that, or if they don't know about it, they want to know more, to call in and talk to the city collector and ask for that information. One of the things that I was just thinking about this weekend, and maybe I shouldn't even put this out there yet, although I have talked to a couple council members about it before, is would it be nice for us to have kind of a, I don't know if kiosk is the right word, but it may be a publicly available computer in the lobby, so that if someone wanted to get started with the service but wasn't sure how it worked, or maybe they didn't really even have computer access and wanted to do so, that we would provide that there, a way for them to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it would just take basically us putting a computer there. We would have to put some sort of filter on the screen and to make sure that other people couldn't see that information and protect the information.
Delete all the cookies.
Delete all the cookies and do that. But would that be nice for someone to come in there if they're like, oh, I'm kind of in a hurry and I was going to swipe my card and they're busy. Oh, I can go over here and enter that and go ahead and do it and move on.
Right.
So that's just a thought that, like I said, I talked to a couple of council members before about that before and they were behind it. And this weekend I was thinking about it again. And maybe that's something that we'll roll out to encourage more people to get involved in that.
So at the beginning of 2018, you wanted to see this program start. What do you want to see at the end of 2019? Is there a program that you want to see fired up and going in the city of Fairfield? Are you having goals for this year?
Yeah, actually, just going off this PSN, if it continues to be successful and if we can continue to get more and more people to use it, they also have a paperless billing option.
Oh.
And so that's something that I've been in conversation with some of the employees that deal with the bills, as well as some of the council members, to say, would that be a feature that we would like to offer? We wouldn't make people, go to paperless.
Right.
They would still have the option
to
receive.
They could choose. An email.
That's why it's an option. You could choose to get it, but that way, because right now when you go through Payment Services Network to pay, you just see the total amount. It doesn't break down, what your bill actually is. I mean, you look at your paper bill for that. But if you're already, maybe if you're already utilizing that system, you would also like to get your bill through email that way and see everything. And so that's something I like to see. I think we would wait another 6 months to see, okay, what's at the end of the year, how are things going? Are things going as well as we like? Because, there's hiccups with everything. I've heard a few people say, well, my payment didn't post right, or we had this problem or this problem, and I think, as far as I'm aware, those problems have been as they've been addressed, have been revealed, and then they've been addressed. There's not still an issue, but we want to make sure before we would move into something like that. But I would like to see maybe after another 6 months, do we move forward in offering that option to receive paperless bills?
Okay, and if you don't know how to pay your bill online, you can call City Hall.
Yes.
Or when you go in and pay your bill the next time, just ask DL or Judy. They have a piece of paper that tells you exactly what to do and where to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Direct you right to the website and how to get signed up. And then, like I said, maybe we'll offer the ability to do it right there at City Hall for the first time. If you're not sure, you want to see what it's like, and maybe you don't have the ability to do it, maybe we'll have that available.
Cool. All right, Mayor, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay? All right, sounds good.
That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.